This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm a handful of maybe a couple. Well, no, there's everybody that lives where I live. We're sort of lucky if we're gun people. We're represented by a guy in the U.S. Congress, in the House of Representatives. He's sort of a gun guy that became a politician on a national scale. And he's gotten something wrapped into something called the SHARE Act, the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement, which is the Hearing Protection Act. So, joining us tonight to talk about these and other things tonight is my congressman, Representative Jeff Dunking. How are you, sir?
Well, I am doing great. I'm in God's country back in South Carolina, driving through easily at the moment, Bill, and you know exactly where I'm at.
I do know exactly where you're at. First things first, I was very pleased to see that you missed Alexandria, even if it was that close.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of the only ones. Ron DeSantis and I interacted with the shooter as we walked off the field early to try to make a meeting. And what's even more alarming, Bill, is that my name was on his assassin's list that he was carrying in his wallet. I was one of six people he had identified on that list. He had my description, my weight, my office location. It's just fortunate he didn't recognize me.
Yes, it is. It's really fortunate for some of us, and I'm very pleased for you, your family, everybody else. That, of course, it would have been nice because do you have a South Carolina permit?
I have a South Carolina permit. I do. Yes, sir.
So if things were different, and I mean, in Alexandria, are you allowed to carry? Does Virginia recognize?
Virginia does recognize, from what I understand, although their governor was trying to monkey with that a little bit.
Carpetbagger, yeah.
Yeah, but the fact is, I work on Capitol Hill, I live on Capitol Hill inside the district, and would not have been able to carry unless I picked up a firearm in Virginia at a buddy's house or a home or something. So chances are I would not have been carrying, but I can tell you if I had, I would have engaged the shooter and tried to put a stop to him because, you know, when seconds count, the police are just minutes away. And they arrive fairly rapidly, 9 minutes. It's 4 minutes and a 9-minute shooting. But still, in 9 minutes, the guy that expended about a little less than 90 rounds could have done a lot of mayhem.
Let's talk about the Hearing Protection Act. Now, you are a hunter as well. And in Britain, for example, it's just about thought to be the good mannered thing to do to have a suppressor on your weapon. So while you have to jump through a very small burning hoop to get the weapon in the first place, you could buy the suppressor at an Ace Hardware store or something like that, or you know something akin to that, because they're just sold over the counter. And most of the things on the NFA registry today are actually suppressors, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing that as restrictive as the gun laws are in Europe, that you can go to the hardware store and buy a suppressor over the counter, no background check, no tax stamp, no questions asked, just like you would purchase a scope or a rifle sling or anything else for your firearm. And here in America, we're making people jump through a lot of paperwork, background checks, and I say checks, more than one background check at the ATF. This process takes 10 to 18 months. $200 tax stamp, and it is just ridiculous for something that you can purchase over the counter in Europe that we have to go through. And then if I had a suppressor and it was on a firearm and one of my boys wanted to go out in the yard and plink with it and I wasn't present, they'd be committing a felony. If I wasn't present and my wife wanted to go out, she'd be committing a felony. So it's the onerous rules of the current law need to be changed, and that's what we're trying to do.
some of these NFA lovers, or they look at it, they want to call them silencers, which, you know, my understanding is that they take it down to the level of being a jackhammer.
Which doesn't seem, nobody would say that silent, would they?
No. They're calling the report of the weapon as a gun safety measure, and say that if suppressors become legal, that all of a sudden people will be shot and nobody will ever know who did it, and all kinds of ridiculous nonsense like this. How's it looking right now? I know it's passed out of committee and it's about to hit the main floor. What's it looking like?
Yeah, so the committee did a great job. I'm not on that committee anymore, but they did a great job refuting the Democrats' talking points. This isn't a silencer. These folks need to get out of the movie theater and quit watching James Bond and realize if a criminal wants to shoot a suppressed weapon, they can already do it. You can probably go to YouTube and make one of these in your garage. If you truly wanted to commit a crime, you're not going to follow the NFA laws or any laws because you're breaking the law. So the fact that the Democrats think that more people would access suppressors and use them to commit crimes is ludicrous. They could already do that should they choose to shoot that way. And you're still going to hear the sound. Jackhammer isn't silent. Most firearms suppressed with a suppressor drop down to the level of a jackhammer, decibel level of a jackhammer. This is about common sense, allowing American sports shooters, whether they're hunting or whether they're participating in active shooting sports, to shoot suppressed weapon to hopefully save some of the hearing and won't have the ringing in the ear or the loss of hearing that a lot of us experience today.
Well, it's not just that, but I mean, a lot of people look at that as in a lot of hunting areas, that makes a lot of noise. On ranges, that makes a lot of noise.
It does. I mean, you mentioned in Europe. I mean, Europe is much more densely populated than the United States. We have a lot of open spaces. Thank God we do.
Yeah.
But in Europe, as you mentioned, it's considered polite, gentlemanly, to shoot a suppressed weapon to dampen that sound some. You're not shooting anything silent, but you're dampening that sound, and that's why in Europe it's just common sense.
Right. I'm waiting to see what that's going to do. Will this be the only thing that you guys are going to look at taking up with the NFA?
At this point, yeah. I mean, and look, this is common sense piece of legislation filed by our friend Matt Salmon in the last Congress. I was a co-sponsor. He retired this year, and so I took it up in January and refiled it. It's taken a little while, maybe a couple of Congresses now to get to this point. Whether we take up anything else will yet to be seen. You know, this bill does require a background check just like you would get
sure.
to purchase a firearm. An instantaneous background check in order to purchase it. A lot of folks say just do away with that altogether. I think that's a bridge too far in this political environment. What I'd like to do is get, you know, suppressor sales to happen. More people enjoy the use and realize they're not James Bond silent, and refute a lot of the talking points. And then maybe we can come to the European understanding that it's gentlemanly to shoot a suppressed weapon. And allow these things to be bought over the counter just like they do in Europe.
Has anybody gotten out there and said, what about the economic impact, taking that off the NFA schedule?
You know, some people have that are on Ways and Means Committee. There's a $200 tax stamp, and we'll have a physical impact. But honestly, it's just not that large. We have much bigger fish to fry with tax reform, with refilling Obamacare and the cost to America there, waste, fraud, and abuse of government agencies. In fact, we're $20 trillion in debt. We continue to allow programs to run unfettered. You know, I'm not going to argue over a $200 tax stamp. In fact, it's actually going to help Pittman Robinson Fund for conservation because the bill allows for some of the money to go into the PR funds for conservation.
Let me get you to hold right there if I can. Representative Jeff Duncan. He is one of the sponsors.
Yes,
well, he is the sponsor of the SHARE Act. Coming up next, if we can, Jeff, can we talk a little bit about H.R. 38?
Sure.
Best of your knowledge and everything else, because a lot of the people that listen to me are interested in that. We'll be right back. My guest is Representative Jeff Duncan. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is my U.S. Representative, Jeff Duncan. Before we get into the national reciprocity, Jeff, let's finish up with the SHARE Act now.
Sure.
This is not an NRA bill. This is something you put together, yeah?
It is. And the Sportsman's Package is passed Congress, I think, every year since I've been there, six times, at least five times. And it's a conglomeration of different sportsmen's bills that are put together. The objective of SHARE is to expand the base of hunters, anglers, and recreational shooters by removing federal constraints on access and their tools to exercise these time-honored traditions, Bill.
Right.
This objective is in response to the decline in hunters and anglers over the years. So, you know, better access, transportation of firearms, transportation of archery equipment across federal land, bullets, you know, it's just a conglomeration of things that enable us to access federal property that our tax dollars have paid for, transport our tools of the trade across that property, use lead anchors and other things that we know work. It's just real common sense.
What is it with these Democrats where they get out there and they talk about the timing of a bill? They're called, what's her name? Colleen Hanabusa. She's saying from Hawaii. She finds the timing of the you bringing this to the House to be interesting, and it's an early Christmas present to the gun lobby. That's just a complete and total mischaracterization, isn't it?
Is it Christmas yet? I mean, Christmas is December. This is September.
I
filed this bill in January. It would have been marked up in June had the Alexandria shooting of my colleague Steve Scalise and others not had happened. This would have been on the floor in July. It was because of a radical extremist who came to Washington with his firearms in order to commit an act of violence, which he did toward a political target of Republicans experiencing America's pastime of baseball at a practice one morning. It's just absolutely asinine that she would say that.
All right, let's go to H.R. 38. Now, Representative Thomas Massie, I don't know if you know that he has said this or anything, so if I catch you unaware, I tried to tell Alan, I tried to tell Mr. McAllister about this. Representative Thomas Massie was on a radio show called Armed American Radio, and he said on national radio that the reason H.R. 38 has not made it to the floor is because Paul Ryan is holding that up. No corroboration. I've heard nothing else about that. That has been pushed out there in the gun world as gospel. Is this something you know to be true? Have you not even heard that before? I mean,
And I'm not going to point fingers of blame. I do know this bill has 212 co-sponsors, three of which are Democrats, so it's truly bipartisan. It has 63 original co-sponsors, 212 total, and they come from 43 states. There's no reason this bill hadn't made it through committee and is on the floor for us to vote to give law-abiding American citizens the right to carry their weapon concealed in all 50 states, for states to recognize the CWP laws of other states.
Is there anything to be done to goose this, to get this going? I mean, is it just sitting right now in the inbox in some committee somewhere?
I would do a couple of things. I'd call the Judiciary Chairman, which is Bob Goodlett. Call their committee and ask them to have a hearing on this and mark this bill up and send it to the floor. I would call your representative, whoever that might be, and Bill, you don't need to call me. I'm with you, buddy. But I would call Trey Gowdy, who is on the Judiciary Committee, that you may have a relationship with. Folks in the listening base here, call your congressman and urge them to put a bug in the ear of leadership that they want to see this bill to the floor. I mean, 212 co-sponsors, it only takes 218 votes to pass a bill out of Congress. You know, six more, we'd have a majority and actually pass it to the Senate. So it's time for the H.R. 38 to come to the floor. So I would urge folks to just call their representatives and send them emails and whatever to try to encourage this bill to move through committee, be marked up, and sent to the floor for a vote.
What do you think about the other bills that came out as a result of the shooting in Alexandria where some of the people, and I, you know, look, I say this all the time. Not everybody is like you. You don't need staffers to tell you what is pro-Second Amendment and what is not. You know already. You have all the bona fides to be pro-Second Amendment in my book, but some of these guys just don't know. Some of these Republicans were out there talking about we need to do something where we can carry guns and we can do this and we can do that. When there's already this nice Mr. Hudson's bill just sitting there right there in the House waiting to go where everybody could do it.
Yeah, in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia. District of Columbia is where members of Congress should be able to carry if they want to. But get this, no American, except the few select that have been able to jump through the cumbersome hurdles that the District of Columbia puts forth for concealed carry, pretty much no other a resident of D.C. or anybody traveling through D.C. can carry concealed. This bill, H.R. 38, would allow Americans that have CWPs to carry even in the District of Columbia.
Once more, I hear I'm hearing some people saying that it's about the timing of the bill, which I kind of think is becoming one of those de facto things when they can't figure out a reason for it not to pass, where they say, well, the timing's bad. Sort of like being called a racist when all else fails. Isn't this the best time to be doing this? I mean, didn't we just do something where we got, shouldn't we be able to pass all kinds of really good stuff right now through the government?
Well, I mean, generally Republican vote politicians are pro-Second Amendment, and we have the House, the Senate, and the White House. I can tell you that Don Jr. And I would say President Trump himself support the Second Amendment and would sign this bill, H.R. 38, National Reciprocity, if it made it to his desk. It's time to move on that piece of legislation, Bill. Timing's never going to be good for the progressive left who don't want you to have firearms. They don't interpret the Second Amendment the way our founders intended it and would take your guns from you given the opportunity to do so. And now's a great time to do it, because I think yesterday was a great time to do it, and the day before that, the month before, and the year before. It's time to give law-abiding American citizens the ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Got to get it out of committee. Those of you listening, call the members of the House Judiciary Committee, which I will get that list for you and put it out. Trey Gowdy is on there. Where's Trey sitting on that? Do you know? I don't know.
That's a question for you asking. He seems to be pro Second Amendment, although he comes from a solicitor background. So, you know, sometimes he may not see things eye to eye with me. I don't know. I really never had much conversation with Trey about the Second Amendment. So
there you go.
His constituents know where he stands, and ask him. The main thing is Bob Goodlett, the Judiciary Chairman, can control the agenda in Judiciary Committee and can bring that bill up for a markup.
I'm glad you said that. That name was the important name. Now, when we get back, I want to talk about this thing that has been brought up again. And you made a very important point about the business that you guys actually need to be doing right about now versus some of the ridiculous stuff that's coming up that is sort of aimed at the gun world. And that's when we get back. My guest this hour is U.S. Representative Jeff Duncan. He is my representative in the U.S. Congress. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I beg my pops for the thoughts and all the wisdom we share.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Driving somewhere around in the prettiest part of the state of South Carolina is my representative, U.S. Representative Jeff Duncan. Back, do you still get on the first thing smoking to come back, get out of the beltway every time? I know when you guys were freshmen up there, that's what I heard, that you, Scott,
Mulvaney,
all of you, just bam!
Yeah. Every chance I get, I'm coming back home to see Mama and breathe this good, clean Palmetto State air.
There you go. You've got a, and I know this isn't going to go anywhere. I just find it ridiculous that this is something today that would be brought up to you guys, which apparently this happens every year. But you now have the 2017 version of, this year it's called H.R. 5344. It's the Responsible Body Armor Possession Act, which is a ban to the purchase, ownership, or possession of enhanced body armor by civilians. Is that like a really stupid provision to be brought up? Do we know, is there like a gang running around using these plate carriers to stop something or something that I don't know about that I'm missing? Because I look for this kind of stuff every day.
Yeah, there's over 6,000 pieces of legislation that are brought up. Somebody gave her a wild hair that needed to be restricted for God knows why, and it'll never go anywhere. It won't even get that committee hearing. It'll make somebody back in her district happy that she filed it, but it's DOA.
But that's right against the law, isn't it? I mean, in 2002, they passed U.S. Code 931, Prohibition on Purchase, Ownership, or Possession of Body Armor by Violent Felons. Why is it that they always seem to, and I already know the answer, but I would love, since you hang out with them, I never get to hang out with these people. Why is it they always want to go after stuff that only law-abiding people are using?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They don't consider folks that carry firearms or are interested in firearms or exercising their Second Amendment right, in their eyes, they're not law-abiding citizens. Although I would say a majority of their constituents exercise that right. It's just somebody put a bug in her ear to craft this piece of legislation to go after something. It's just like the other day in committee, they were calling a suppressor a weapon. Now, I could hold that in my hand and hit you over the head with it, and I guess you could call it a weapon. I could do that with a Maglite, too. But, you know, unless I screw it onto a weapon, it's not a weapon or even part of a weapon. It's just a tube with some baffles in it. It's crazy.
It's an accessory, isn't it? I mean,
an accessory,
it's there's 908,000 of those accessories on the NFA registry right now. What will happen to that if SHARE Act passes and that's part of the that comes off the NFA? Will they just be gone?
I would love to say that all those documents are shredded and the government wouldn't even have any record of anyone owning a suppressor, which is what should happen. Because I don't like registries, Bill. I mean, I don't think we ought to have to register firearms. I don't like the fact that they have a registry of suppressors.
Right.
I'd love to see that go away as part of it. That's not part of the bill, but that is something for us to look at down the road.
The overriding common denominator I find on this, though, like I tried to find I can't find 10 crimes that have ever been done with a suppressor, which even mainstream media calls them silencers, which fake stream media. Even the supposed friendlies call them silencers because none of these guys really look anything up. And then when we come to national reciprocity, you know what, there's 16 million plus permits out there today. There's studies out there showing that permit holders, me, you, people that hold permits, we're less likely to commit crimes than cops.
Yeah,
why?
I mean,
and then we got this body armor stuff. They just keep coming at us with a bunch of nonsense, and we're the best. We're the best of the best.
Hey, look, the number of firearms in America, the number of rounds of ammunition in America, the number of suppressors in America. If law-abiding citizens were the problem, you would know it. The fact is, we're not the problem. Now, criminals are going to break the law, whether. It's with a suppressed firearm if they so choose to do so, but, you know, they're not because they like to conceal their weapon. It's very difficult to conceal a suppressed firearm. I mean, why does James Bond have to take his Walther out under his arm and reach in his back pocket and take his suppressor out and screw it on the weapons? Because he can't easily hide or conceal a suppressed firearm. That's why criminals don't use it. A lot of crimes are committed with revolvers. You cannot suppress a revolver. You know, the gas escapes the cylinder before it goes down the barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, so what I've tried to do, Bill, is just educate members of Congress on all these issues. I had a day of shooting at the Capitol Hill Police Range where I had suppressors for multiple different types of firearms, handguns and long guns and shotguns, for members to come and actually experience them themselves and see that it's not silent, that it's still loud, and very few took me up on it. I think we had 12 people, and I don't know of a single Democrat that did. So do they really want to educate themselves, or do they want to just lean on their progressive Democrat talking points and what they believe about suppressors that they've seen in Hollywood?
But that's really what it's all about, isn't it? It has nothing to do with actually learning a truth about something. For the Democrats, it's pretty much the line. They've got to adhere to the line.
Well, it's about gun control. They want to be able to control you by controlling who has firearms. I mean, look at what the dictators have done in the world over the years. The first thing they do is have a gun registry, then they seize the firearms, disarm the people, and then subjugate them. And that's really what it's about. I'm not saying that all the Democrats want to subjugate the American people. That's not what I'm saying. But the underlying thought process that's put forward by the progressives in this country that the Democrats end up supporting is gun control measures. And at the end of the day, they do not want an armed citizenry. The Second Amendment gives us the right to keep and bear arms. And that is, yes, to protect our lives and our family and our property, but also to protect us against tyranny.
Indeed. Indeed it does.
What was it the Japanese emperor said? That there was a gun behind every blade of grass in America. That's why they didn't invade this country. They were aware, and tyrannical leaders are aware, that we are an armed citizenry in this country because we have the Second Amendment right to do so.
Well, the other thing about World War II, when Churchill was out there saying, we'll fight them in the valleys and in the farms and in the fields and on the streets, Didn't we have to airlift them about 400,000 guns in order for them to actually do that because the British people were already disarmed at that particular point?
Yeah, my history is right. I remember that.
And then as soon as the cessation of hostilities, they collected them all up and dumped them back in the channel.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
It is.
Well, now, just know, Bill, that there are guys like me that are out there fighting for our constitutional rights, not just on the Second Amendment, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, all the others in between. We believe in liberty, and we're fighting for it every day in the halls of Congress, but we're outnumbered in too many ways.
I understand. Although, I do want to bring up, in the last segment, I just want to bring this up simply because I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at everything that concerns me politically. When I look to the nth degree, if the left gets their way, to me, this sort of means that it might be one of those revolutionary moments. And it concerns me a great deal. And I know what you consider to be priorities. And I want to ask you about what's happening in the country and in Congress and with all of this, all the talking points and with the mainstream media and everything. If that would be okay with you in the next
segment.
In the last second.
Okay.
Have you made it home yet?
Now we're still driving, but we're still in God's country, so headed that way.
Very good. You hang on, and my representative is U.S. Representative is Jeff Duncan. He's two things that I like. He's a gun guy before he went there, and he's a free thinker. He thinks for himself. He listens to his constituents, but he does all of his own thinking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour has been and still is U.S. Representative Jeff Duncan on his way back home from the swamp, if you will. We certainly live in an interesting time, don't we? We've got majorities we own Washington, D.C. right now. And yet, at the same time, we have started having to face violence because the Democrats didn't win. We face violence every time a verdict is passed down that nobody agrees with. That seems to be the template. If something happens and we don't agree with it, then this side is going to be violent about it. And, you know, things like Charlottesville, which I think was a sort of a setup job myself. I don't think that was a bunch of right-wingers. I might have been some white supremacists, but not right-wingers. We're tearing down monuments. We're doing a whole bunch of Taliban-type things. Is that making it hard for you guys to pursue the business of the people, or how's that working out in the Beltway?
Yeah, huge distraction, and that's really a big part of it, is distract folks from the real issues of $20 trillion in debt, continue to spend money we don't have, continue to suspend the debt limit, not putting a debt limit cap on there that once we hit it, it would, you know, cap out and you'd have to go back to the bank and just suspended it so we'd borrow as much money as we need to.
Right.
All these are distractions. It's just like Russia, you know, the Russian collusion and how that distracted Trump, from January through what just recently you stopped hearing about, Russia. So all this is just a distraction. To try to keep Americans on edge and to keep Congress and the president from being able to make America great again. And that is, you grow the economy, bring American jobs back from overseas, American manufacturing back from overseas, put Americans to work, lessen their dependence on the government, you know, and empower them with a job, empower them with choice in health care, repealing a cumbersome Obamacare. They don't want any of that. So they continue to do things like this as a distraction. And in the course of doing that, they're erasing history and creating a revisionist history. And if we don't teach history, then we are doomed to repeat it.
We knew, I sort of knew from the get-go that what I think they're trying to do, and I would love your opinion on this, we started out with the Southern guys, you know, Lee, Sherman, those guys, they were all bad boys. You know, they were bad because they were slave guys and all this other stuff. So their stuff's got to come down. Oh, but you know, back then in the day, you know, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, they had slaves too. So their stuff's got to come down. And to me, it sort of looks like they're almost maneuvering around where they might come to a point where they say, you know, that Constitution thing that was written by those slave owners, we should not be encumbered by that anymore. That's got to go.
Yeah, if you watch the HBO special on Charlottesville, and there was an embedded reporter that was covering it from Friday night through Saturday evening, and she interviews an African-American woman after the unfortunate death there in Charlottesville. And the African-American woman says, you know, you can stand on any corner in Charlottesville and the master is looking down on you from Monticello. And that was telling to me in that they see Thomas Jefferson as a master. They blame him. They don't realize that Charlottesville and the University of Virginia was created by Thomas Jefferson, as well as the founding document, the Declaration of Independence. But they see him as a master, and they will go after those statues as well as others.
So at some point, though, I mean, is this going to – you? My biggest fear about this, when Trump was elected, I was like, good. Now we gun owners and we veterans and everything, we can exhale a sigh of relief. We're not going to have to worry about these guys trying to take everything and do everything and climate change and all this other stuff. All these things they were trying to control was gone. And still they're coming, but now they've come, they're using a little bit of a, you know, imagination with this, and now I'm beginning to worry that this is going to spread. Now, it's happening primarily, I think, in the inner cities, the bigger cities where the Democrats hold sway, but it happened in Virginia and Charlottesville. But I'm convinced that whole thing was a put-together affair since they were driven into each other by the police department while McAuliffe and Siner watched it happen. Do you feel anything murky about that? I don't want you to go too far out on it. I just kind of think that just doesn't feel right.
Well, let me just say that I disagree with them taking down monuments. It's part of history, and you can learn from the monuments. If they disagree, if they want to acknowledge that someone honored with a monument was a slave owner, put a plaque up and explain their role in the Civil War, explain their role however they want to within the historical context and historical rhetoric versus removing a statue and removing history. That is Taliban-esque. So I disagree with that. But where does it end? And that's what I've asked. You know, Arlington Cemetery sits on Robert E. Lee's
yeah.
farm.
Yeah.
And, you know, at what point are we going to realize that and want to dig up the graves of fallen American soldiers that are buried there and honored in that burial in a national cemetery? It just happened to be on Virginia property on Robert E. Lee's farm. His home still looks out over Arlington Cemetery. So I broaden the question, where does it stop? Is it Thomas Jefferson off of Mount Rushmore? Is it the destruction of Monticello? Is it the destruction of University of Virginia, which was laid out and designed and founded by Thomas Jefferson? So, you know, we have to ask ourselves, where does this nonsense stop? And when do we as Americans say, no, we're not going to erase our history. We're going to learn from it. We're going to do better and look forward instead of looking back.
I'm just waiting to see if they want to blow Stone Mountain up in Georgia.
And, like I say, where does it end? And I live in Lawrence County. Henry Lawrence was a slave owner. There already been talk by an African-American gentleman in our county about renaming the county. I mean, really? Where does it end? Andrew Pickens up in Pickens County in my district.
Yep.
You know, you look at the history there. So, folks, let's stop this nonsense, and let's focus on how to move America forward, returning liberty to the states and to the people, returning to the Constitution, really making America great again by putting Americans to work and lessening their dependence on a big government, returning powers to the state and limiting the role to the enumerated powers of the federal government as defined in the Constitution. But I'm afraid, Bill, that it's not going to stop because they've got their foot in the door now.
Yeah, this is going to I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, with the ascendance of the John Brown Gun Club and the Redneck Revolt and everything, some of them are showing up to their little protest with airsoft guns, but and they're all pointing at each other's kneecaps. But I mean, you get the picture. You know what that's about. You know what we may have to be concerned with. But we'll see. I certainly hope it doesn't come to that. I hope you guys are allowed to do your job and everything and get it right, because I think you actually have things in place to do it if somebody will just go ahead and do it. Is that a source of frustration for you?
Yeah. Well, having watched somebody from the left actually take matters in his own hands and target a political group on a baseball field with weapons he brought from Illinois, as restrictive gun laws as they have, travel to Washington to commit an act of violence against political enemies, it should be alarming to America. That's not how you deal with political enemies. You debate them and you try to beat them at the ballot box. So we just need to take a deep breath, America, and remove the lock from our eye before we try to remove the fleck from someone else's.
There you go. Well, I told young Mr. McAllister that, if you want to come down and train with some of Pickens' finest, I train with some of Pickens' finest. You could, aren't you a Glock guy? You could bring your Glock, and we'll turn you into Wyatt Duke Earp, Wild Bill Duke Earp. We'll turn you into him.
Well,
yeah.
I shoot fairly well. I focus on the front sight, and I aim small and I miss small.
Well, then you can just come and hang out with us. You can teach me or some of them some stuff. That'd be cool, too.
I'd love to come shoot with you sometime. We'll make that happen.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. And there you have it, one of Washington's finest. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.